Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to clarify this a little bit further than the memorandum. What this is a will be a motion to authorize the purchase of permanent radar speed detection signs to be located near schools in the city in the amount of not to exceed $50,000. We believe we've pared the list of streets down from 14 to about 10. We think we'd to save ourselves from some redundancy in some areas that don't really warrant having the signs near the school areas, and still have a good distribution of equality amongst the different schools. The reason this is before you, because it's under $50,000, because it was an unbudgeted item, and staff's recommendation is to take the funding from contingency line item. The opinion of the staff, until we have adopted an ordinance to deal with legislative policies, is that the contingency item in general, staff does not have the discretion to spend up to that $500,000 limit on items that we feel would be in the best interest of the city because they have not been appropriated. So what this would do is authorize staff to spend from the contingency line item up to the $50,000 limit for this purpose, and then that gives the basically an appropriation by council of the funds for this purpose. That's the reason it's coming to you a little bit differently than you've seen in the past.
Okay. Thank you, Warren. Questions for Warren?
I just think, we've got a lot of needs, excuse me, a lot of wants in the city. We've got a limited amount of money. We all realize this is an important issue. There are a lot of other important issues. I think one of the things the council needs is before we vote on this, is a depiction of a map of where the speed signs would be in relationship to the schools, i.e. like a, nothing more than a map where the speed signs would be. I also think that was floated out on the council that we do a share basis, that we would provide one for one with the particular PGA. I realize, again, it is a safety issue. And I realize that it's an important issue, and I've gotten a couple emails about it, and I understand that. I would also say that if it is this important of an issue, which it is in safety, then some of the monies from the PTA in some form or some parent group should be able to supplement some of the signed cost.
Any other questions for Warren? Yes, John.
This is the first time we're taking money out of the contingency?
Yes, this would, the contingency, and let me remind the council, there's two funds that you have. One is the expected revenue over expenses, which is about $900,000 that was planned at the beginning of the year, and we'll find out at the end of the year exactly if that materializes as planned. And then the second is there's a $500,000 contingency within the budget. It was approved that nothing has been spent out of that fund, so this would leave a balance of $450,000.
And I guess there's a reason that we're doing this rather than doing a budget amendment based on the capital improvement that was allocated possibly for the new school. There was a large amount of money set aside for capital improvement, and this isn't considered capital improvement, and maybe that's the reason we're going for a contingency instead of going the other route. Can you explain the difference?
I believe under GASB that all of these signs would qualify as capital expenditures and can be purchased from a capital fund. The reason that we're recommending at this time to go out of contingency is because in looking at the infrastructure needs that we have and the ones that have not yet been identified prior to us going through and doing the laser truck on the streets and then also our transportation plan, we know that we're from a maintenance standpoint, and also from an upgrade standpoint, that we're going to have more needs than we have funds available in the public works budget, including the capital, and that this was not something that was contemplated at the beginning of the year. So basically, if you decided to take these funds out of capital, you'd be taking money away from the infrastructure improvements that we could possibly spend this year. And by doing it on a contingency, you're adding money to the available spending for that purpose.
Okay. And finally, I also received a number of emails from PTA, other members of the community asking for these signs. I believe that the PTA money is for educational enhancement. And as I said at the previous meeting, I adamantly opposed to the fact that the PTA is being asked to chip in for these. These are a public safety issue, and I can't imagine there being enough money educationally available to the schools available now. So I think this is something that we need to go forward with.
Okay, other questions for Warren? Tom?
Yeah, I think it might be for Warren or the chief. I know that we've done the speed study with the portable sign that we have now. I know some of us have seen that. Is that going to be released soon? Or, that might be for chief.
I'll semi-answer that. I sent that out to council, and as far as public releases, I don't know if that's gone on our website or if there are any plans. Can we get that on our website?
Cheap.
Okay. Let's go ahead and post that on the website.
Yeah, because I think it's really educational for the folks that are out there to look at this. You know, we had some of these on Shanley Dunwoody Road in excess of 100 miles an hour, 35 mile an hour zones. On one of them, Shanley Dunwoody, I looked at the data, chief, and rough percentages is 80% of the people were speeding by the sign. You know, 20% were actually compliant with speed limit.
That's correct.
Yeah, and just wanted to make sure from the council standpoint, we distinguish too. We've got two sets of speed detection devices. We've got a mobile trailer that we've had in different locations, and then we've also had a sign that was on North Peach Street. Just want to make sure that the request is to put the speed data that we had on North Peach Street or the ones that we've had that are rotating around the city or everything we got, put it out there.
I think everything we got was, I mean, sort of identify where that came from, but I think it's my location too, because it's not really educational for folks out there.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, other questions for Warren? Eric?
I'd like to defer this issue until we get the mapping on where these signs are going to go. I'm certainly in favor of this, and I think we are proceeding on it, but I think we need to get all the information in terms of the locations and the signage. I know at the last work session we talked about possibly having signage that serve both Dunwoody High School and the new school, and that may not be appropriate because those schools are further apart than what you might want, so we may want to look at different signage for the new school as well. So I'd like to recommend we defer this to the first meeting in July.
Okay, I'll second you on that, Danny. Discussion on this deferral? Danny?
No, I'm in favor of the deferral. I just want one question while we are in the interim. You know, everybody in the world that I read about is getting stimulus money from somewhere for some reason. Although I'm one that wish we didn't have to take any, it looks like it, you know, it's our money, it's our tax dollars too. I wonder if we can look into that. It seems like the safe route to schools, John, or something, there must be some money somewhere in the pot coming down for some of that. That it seems like, you know, under a new city when we don't have any of the signage or anything, we should be able to come under some, and I'm talking just bland because I don't know what it all is, but there's so much stimulus money out there coming down for various reasons. It seems like Safe Route to Schools, and I know we've missed that one grant, but there's got to be others.
I was very proud of the Safe Route to Schools grant that we applied to. We were notified that we missed the cutoff, but we were in the top 10 of all submissions statewide. That we it was an outstanding application. It just so happened that we were beaten by the city of Milton. But compared to the other applicants statewide, it was an outstanding application. We just barely missed getting that $500,000 in safety improvements for the city of Dunwoody.
But my question is there other stimulus funds for school safety? It seems like this should be a high priority for some of these funds. I guess my question.
Yeah, I would agree. I know the city has a contract for grant writing. I would hope that the city is exploring that aspect for all functions of obtaining grant money.
Okay, Warren, on this deferral, could you also ask staff to make sure we're not missing any grants that are related to...
Yes, sir.
And the last thing I'd ask you to do, and I think you've already done this, but maybe do one more once over, is see if there's any place in the budget that this could come from aside from contingency. One last for Chris to work. Okay, any other discussion on this before we vote? Seeing that there's none, all in favor of deferral, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that item is deferred. Other business? There is none at this time. So we're at the second part of our public comment section. Thank you, Brian.